What?
College matters.
What?
College matters. Matters.
Really?
For sure. College matters.
Alma matters. Matters.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of College News Fit to Digest. Every week, we pick a few news items relating to U.S. colleges and discuss it with our own Shweta Bagade. Alma Matters curates the news daily relating to U.S. colleges and makes it available on almamatters.io/news. We pick a few news items from that curated list and discuss it every week here in these podcasts. Now, without further ado, on with the podcast.
Hey, Shweta.
Good morning, Venkat. How are you?
Doing well. You?
Just chugging along in November, as November is a crazy month for college applications.
Yep. What is it? 30th is the UC deadline, right?
Yeah, the UCs and Cal States are the 30th. There's quite a few schools that have November 15th deadlines.
Okay, okay.
On the West Coast, popular ones are University of Washington, Colorado Boulder. Those are the two big ones. I'm sure there are other ones, but those are the two that are on our radar.
Yeah. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, and then December 1 deadlines as well. There's a lot of schools that have December 1 deadlines, so it's a crazy month for the students.
Absolutely. Well, it's the home stretch, you know, another less than 60 days, so.
Very
cool. So let's jump right into it then. We have three news items for today. So I guess the first one, which is sort of an interesting one, is that, you know, the so-called recovery from the pandemic as far as, I guess, college applications and enrollment go, U.S. is doing better than quite a few other countries. So not quite sure why, but seems like that's an interesting factoid.
Yeah, I think partially, you know, this is for about international students coming to the different countries, you know, Canada, UK, Australia, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is because if this is just an educated guess, is that the institutions in the US are really kind of going above and beyond in trying to make it viable for the students to come,
mm-hmm.
in terms of vaccinations, housing, things like that, financial aid. I think travel to the U.S. has always been a little bit lighter than
mm-hmm.
some other countries, specifically like Australia. U.K. has a lot of requirements to travel there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot of things that are coming into play. Of course, getting the visas is going to be a big piece for this. Mm-hmm. And with our current administration, I think they really try to make it easier for the students to get their visas so they could come.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
Yeah, it's all around good stuff, you know. Good to see things coming back slowly to quote unquote normal. And then also that, you know, people still look at US as sort of the preferred destination. So from an education point of view. Okay, so the next topic, which I think has been sort of interesting, that a lot of STEM majors, international students again, can use the OPT to work in the country after graduation. So I guess at least economics is being considered as a STEM major so that they can avail of the OPT.
This is a fantastic one. I actually just had this funny conversation with my own husband about, you know, economics and is it really considered a math kind of major? Uh-huh. And when you look at some of the economics programs at different universities, they really are, they have different versions of economics.
Right.
And so if you look at some of the ones that are definitely math focused, when you look at the amount of coursework that's required, it definitely falls under a STEM, in my opinion. Obviously, I don't get to make these big decisions, right. But it definitely falls under a STEM, you know, umbrella. And that would allow more students to be able, international students, be able to work in this country, get some experience while they're here, and maybe decide whether they're going to stay or hopefully get the opportunity to stay or return back to their country. So, yeah, I'm hoping this happens, and that I guess it's a Homeland Security that has to approve this process, and it works, and it allows a slightly larger population of students to fill jobs that aren't getting filled. You know, yeah. People say, oh, they're taking jobs, but they're not. These are jobs that are open and are open for months, and they don't have qualified applicants.
Right.
Want to do this kind of job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Let's see what happens there. And then the last topic, which is always an interesting topic of which majors make the most money. I mean, at the end of the day, I guess people choose majors that, you know, A, land them jobs, but B, also give them more money than the others. So I guess USA Today has a list. And what do you think of that list?
I'm sure people would think, oh, it's always computer science. It's always computer science. But the only one on here is computer engineering, which is not pure computer
right.
science. It has a little bit of a CS element to it, but not dominating, as some people would think.
Right.
And when you look at the top two, construction services and architectural, well, that's a clear path of what industry that's supporting. So if this is an important part of the reason why you're going to college, it is a good idea to look at where the incomes are, the unemployment. And I would also include not just the degree or degrees you may need, but I would also look at projected growth of that industry.
Right.
Because if it's going to continue to grow, then you know your opportunities for finding a job are going to be much better. But yeah, this list, you know, I already mentioned the top two, architectural, construction, services. Then the computer engineering is number three. Aerospace, which also has a little bit of a CS element, but maybe not. It's very small in the grand scheme of things. And then again, this one, transportation sciences and technology is another interesting one. But it goes back to I'm sure people are thinking, how is that even possible? But if you're looking at climate change, densely populated areas, rural areas,
mm-hmm.
transportation is a big piece of that. And as we're getting back to more of our normal traveling dynamics, this is going to be another one, especially when you think about rural locations where this
yeah.
is a little bit of a divergent conversation. But if you see people being able to work remotely because their job allows them to, they still need transportation and access.
Absolutely.
To where they're living. So maybe they're choosing places that are lower cost of living, but it's still accessibility is still important. So yeah, these are interesting. I always encourage students to do their research, especially if they are really sure on a path of what they want to do for a career, and make sure this is the right direction to go. There's lots of resources available on this. Yeah, do your homework, check it out.
Yeah, I also wonder how many, off the top few, how much of it is, you know, supply and demand, right? There are far more people going into computer science these days than architecture, I would imagine, you know. And so there's also that, right? There are fewer people, and hence, so there's, maybe there are the jobs that are out there. They have a fewer pool to kind of draw from, and they might have to entice them with more. So it could be that, but But yeah, point well taken. I think that using just salary as one of the parameters is okay, but not the overriding factor.
Definitely not. And some of these, like maybe somebody says, oh, I want to do architectural engineering, for instance. There is a artistic element that you have to come with that.
Right.
Somebody like me who's not even remotely artistic, this would be a terrible decision for me. So it's important to also look at your strengths and find career opportunities. And that's just because these are the top five doesn't mean there are other aren't lucrative career paths, if that's what's important to you.
Absolutely. That's
your homework.
Yep. Very good. So that's it for today. Thank you as always, and be safe, and we'll talk again next week.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hi again. Hope you enjoyed this conversation with Shweta Bagade on this week's College News Fit to Digest. For your questions or comments on this podcast, please email podcast@almamatters.io. Thank you all so much for listening to today's podcast. Transcripts for this podcast and previous podcasts are on almamatters.io/podcasts. To stay connected with us, subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, or visit anchor.fm/almamatters to check us out. Till we meet again, take care and be safe. Thank you.
College Matters.
Alma Matters.